You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of A Reluctant Spirit, a conversation with author Kathleen Berry. So how did you deal with having such a profound experience like that at the hotel? And did you...
Yeah, it's what's interesting is that at this point in my life, I had a lot of experts around me in the supernatural. So I had a lot of support and tips and people I could call and say, I'm losing my mind. And they're like, okay, this is what you do, or no, this is normal. And because at that point, you know, I knew several psychics, I knew quite a few investigators. And then it even turned out a good friend of mine is incredibly psychic. And she had never told me before because she was afraid I'd judge her. And then she could see what I went through and what I encountered. And she was a great deal of help as well.
And one thing we haven't really talked about at all is during this, you have your boyfriend or husband, Ken,
yes,
who stuck by your side, but he's also kind of a caretaker too, because you were dealing with chronic illness.
Yes. I was very ill. I could only work 5 hours a day, and I spent most of the rest of the time in bed or on the couch. I had horrible pain. Just it was like every aspect of my body was impacted by it. So I had been very ill, and he was not happy that I was going to put myself in that situation of being in a very cold, dark, old building.
Yeah, where you could trip, you know, fall down.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, most of our time in there, we had flashlights.
True. And you're not going to be sleeping, which your body really needed.
Yes. Yes. It impacted everything. And yeah, I had reasons where I could have legitimately, I guess, fought my boss and said, my health will get so much worse, I can't do this. I could have legitimately done that, but I was never one to use health obstacles as a leverage tool.
And had you done that, had you said, you know what, health-wise, I'm not up to it, it was really a life-changing experience for you.
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't have had that.
No, but I think that the universe would have found a way for me to go.
Hmm.
I really do. Because every time I thought I had an out, something would happen. So I believe I was meant to go, and that, you know, even if I don't know. Maybe it was the universe keeping me from telling my boss I'm too sick to do this. Who knows? But I was meant to be there.
You know, your takeaways, you were meant to be there. How did your life change after that?
It is so much richer. It is so much more interesting. I'm healthier. The world is wonderful when you realize that there is so much out there we don't understand, that we can't see, we can't hear. My psychic abilities went off the charts after that, and it was that way for about 4 months, and then I read a message wrong and I totally closed myself down. But, you know, it's come back. And I just think, I'm so glad I don't live this little boxed-in life anymore. You know that, you know, when I get a message that I need to call someone because something's wrong, I do it. Or that I see something or I experience something that's unusual. It's just really wondrous. I enjoy it. I enjoy kind of, you know, when you find a playful spirit, I'm always very cognitive about protecting myself and not welcoming any darkness. You know, it's just every day I wake up and I say, I'm so glad I lead an interesting life.
That makes me smile. So have you, once you left there and, you know, very profound experience, did you continue doing paranormal investigations, or do things just kind of happen to you? You know, because I've talked to a lot of people with abilities like what you have, and it just happens.
Yeah, I'd say both, because I did, through my job, you know, put together investigations and stuff like that. So I would be going to the investigations. I would have like a timer and the instructor who would teach it, and we'd break off into small groups. So I wouldn't so much teach the investigative classes, but I would accompany one of the instructors. So yeah, you know, you did, but then I'd go trying to figure out where the next investigation's going to be. And so I'd be like with the owner of a building or something, walk through, and I'd have some experiences. So, yeah, it happens when you least expect it. For me, it's not something, if I think I'm going to find something or I think I'm going to experience something, I do not. It's like it wants to catch me off guard.
Oh, that's interesting. So,
yeah. It's just a matter of being open and, but, you know, protecting your own space to a degree, mm-hmm. and just seeing what happens.
And I think, like in the book, one of my takeaways from it is that you do need to listen to that inner voice. I think a lot of people have abilities and they dismiss it, or they get that inner voice that tells them to do something or not to do something or feel some certain way, and you ignore it. And then you're like, I had that feeling. And, yes. and it's interesting because in your story, all the paths led you there. And it was like, it wasn't going, if you ignored it, it was going to show up in a different way. So it all kind of, it led you to where you're at.
Yes. And it's kind of interesting because even my crossed over loved ones got involved at different points as well to help set the stage. My great aunt, I had a great vivid dream, a visitation dream from her. We were very close. And just a couple, like the night before Goldfield or two nights, I don't remember. And just telling me that I'm on the right path and that just to keep doing, you know, to do it and I'll be okay, you know. And that was my armor when I went in there.
Didn't you also have an experience with an uncle?
Yes, I did. And my Uncle George, and he had passed away from cancer. It was a very difficult period for the family. But a couple weeks after he passed, I was just laying in bed and it was kind of a chilly night. And I always like to put my hand out and get my hand cold. And I felt someone grab and squeeze my hand. And then a picture of him just popped into my head. I hadn't been thinking about him at that point. I had been thinking about work and what I was going to do. And so I know that was him. And the thing is people think the paranormal, the supernatural has to be scary. It's scary because we're preconditioned to fear what mm-hmm. we don't understand, mm-hmm. what we don't know. But if you go in with the right attitude and you're very respectful and you're upbeat, you're positive, you protect your space. I have witnessed very, very few negative spirit interactions. Almost all of them have been astoundingly positive. And if you think about it, spirits, you know, most spirits are people who've passed away, and most people are decent, you know, so you'll get spirits that want to play and spirits that want to joke and spirits who care and show empathy. So it's not what Hollywood says it is.
Now, with such a change in your own life, so your significant other, was he able to, he stayed supportive through all this? Because, you know, there's some people who'd be like, I do not know Kathleen anymore. I'm not sure who I'm living with. But that was not the case.
No, but, you know, I was worried because he had a science degree and then an MBA. His father was a PhD, you know, and he hasn't had any kind of experiences. And he has said, I know this profoundly changed you, but I can't wrap myself around it. And, you know, which is wonderful because I had changed overnight. I felt like I was a different person in the same body. And he's just kind of gone with the flow. And I keep hoping one day he'll have an experience. We went back to Goldfield so he could take some pictures for the book. And I kept thinking, oh, happened. And nothing really happened. So... When the time is right, I figure.
It'll happen. Know. If it's supposed to happen to him, it will.
Yes.
And now, if you can, would you share a little bit about your health? Because that also changed for the better.
Yes. During that African safari, I came down with a bug that never went away. And I live in near Reno, and it was an outbreak, one of the first outbreaks in the country of chronic fatigue syndrome. And I went to specialists because I never got better. You know, I had a constant headache. I had brain fog. I had horrible fatigue and weakness and skin pain, neurological pain, muscle pain. And so, you know, I was a very active person. I was a person that liked cross-country skiing and hiking and kayaking. And so it was a very difficult transition. So I had this 2 years or a year and a half after I came down with it, I was forced to quit my job because I couldn't function. Mm. So my health, and since then, I never worked full-time. So it was a part of my challenges and trying to live a better life. So after the Goldfield Hotel, probably about six weeks after the Goldfield Hotel, I was meditating because I had started meditating from the psychic development class I took, even though I never really expected anything to happen. I found that the meditation did help me feel better. And so I was meditating and once again, I got this huge outpouring of love and energy, and it just like entered my hands. And I just felt like if it was night and someone was looking at me, that I would look like a light bulb. I just could feel energy coursing through me. And so I'm editing and I'm going, well, what's going on? And I heard a voice in my head saying, you're being healed. There are things you have to do. And you need to be healthy to do it. And to this day, my doctors cannot explain that. Wow. They cannot explain this. People just don't instantaneously get better.
And did it all go away, or a lot of things went away?
My energy was, I'd say, instead of 100%, probably 80%. But when you figure I was probably at 20%, right. That was huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
But yeah, I was doing things like, you know, wilderness, multi-day kayak camping trips and stuff like that, and hiking. And so, yeah, it was just pretty astounding. And once again, something else I didn't expect would happen. You know, and for me, because I'm still skeptical about things. So I always think if something happens, I'm thinking, okay, what was I thinking about? What was I doing? How am I feeling today? You know, like evaluate things, which I guess is good. I guess it's good to always look at things critically. And then when things happen, you're like, ah, oh, there's no explanation. Yay.
Well, and all these years later since that happened, and you're still feeling good?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I went 11 years doing very well. And this sounds bad. I am not an anti-vaxxer, but I got a flu vaccine, and within 24 hours, my body freaked out. So, and I was back to horrible energy, horrible pain, but this time I developed severe food and medicine allergies. And I went to Cleveland Clinic after exhausting everything here. And they think that the earlier illness was mast cell activation disease, which is what I have now. I am doing much better than I was that hit 6 years ago. So I'm doing much better now. And in my meditations, I'm being told just to follow what I'm told to do and that I will get through this. But even the Cleveland Clinic said, no, there's just no one goes through that. No one goes through where instantaneous they feel well and then they're in great health for 11 years.
And what a gift that was.
Yes.
I mean, that's incredible. You know, because I have one of my friends, his dad got bit by a tick and cannot eat red meat, can't have any dairy, like, all of a sudden, boom, his body reacts to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. Our bodies are more sensitive, you know, and that, you know, a tick bite.
Yeah.
And they think now that I got sick when I was in Africa because I had 8-10 shots before I went to Africa. So they're thinking that that probably just overwhelmed my immune system.
Oh, that makes some sense, actually.
Yeah.
No,
but I'm just a firm believer that my mother had polio. So, you know, if you get a vaccine and you don't get polio, that's great. But I'm also on the side of, if you think you have a really sensitive body, do what's right for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Through all of this experience in this time, how has your faith evolved? Because I don't want to say changed, because I really feel like it evolved more, you know, because you still have your faith.
Yes, it's deepened. It's deepened a lot. My sense of wonder and awe has grown 100-fold. I probably more likely, I definitely rely more on the Creator and the universe. And I know now that if I, you know, I see prayer as, you know, giving thanks and asking for help and stuff like that. And then I see meditation as a time to listen for guidance. And I know that every single one of us can receive that guidance if we're open to it. And I've just, on a daily basis, it enriches my life. It gives me strength to go on when I get depressed, when I'm dealing with someone who's really negative. I get advice on how to handle it. And if I do what I'm told, it works so well. And it still astounds me even after all this time. But it's made me a mystical Christian. I love Jesus. I love Jesus's teachings. But I'm not a fan of how a lot of denominations, the directions they've gone in.
Because I know there are people listening right now who have that struggle with, they might be like you, where you have had experiences that you can't explain, but yet you believe in a certain way, or your belief system, maybe you were brought up like that, that doesn't allow for paranormal and allow for, you know, your Uncle George to hold your hand. You know, that shouldn't happen.
How beautiful is that?
I think it's beautiful. I really do.
It's just, I think it is so wonderful that love, when our loved ones pass over, that love doesn't die. And that person doesn't forget about us in heaven. You know, that person comes and checks in on us and is there when we celebrate, there when we're having a tough time to give us love. I just think it makes so much sense. You know, they say God is love, but God will let the devil do this, but God won't let your loved ones come see. But, you know, it's like there's no buts. It's all love. Mm-hmm. It's all rooted in love. It sounds simplistic, but it's such a great knowledge to have, especially in these turbulent times. And I do not expect anyone to believe how I believe. I feel we all have our own paths. We all have our own experiences. We come from different cultures, different parts of the world. And I don't think we all have to believe exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge leap from where I was back in my evangelical days.
And sometimes too, I think when you join a certain religion or a certain church, you know, these are the teachings. So you kind of feel like you need to stay within the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, you know, when,
and
when
I
you
get
know
that, I get that.
Yeah. And but you might be saying, this doesn't sit well with my heart. Mm-hmm. This, you know, why do I get to go to heaven because I belong to this one Christian denomination, but other Christian denominations don't? Or good people don't, or people who grew up with different faiths don't. You know, those things never sat well with me. But, you know, there I was. I was in a room full of people that's how they believed. And so I'm like, okay, you know.
I just thought it was a very interesting read. It's a well-written book and it reads like a novel.
Oh, thank you.
But is the best way to get it through Amazon? Because I just downloaded it onto my Kindle.
Yes, Amazon's the best place to get it. So, and it's available Kindle and paperback.
So I'll put a link there in the show notes so you can download the book. I just thought it was a very interesting perspective, how you were able to wrap these two things together that a lot of people see very separately. You know, you can't have faith and have paranormal experiences. And you did, and in the book, it's done it very beautifully.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate the opportunity to share my experiences.
And that wraps up our conversation with Kathleen Berry about her book, A Reluctant Spirit, A True Tale of God, Ghosts, and a Skeptical Christian, available on Amazon. You can get more information about Kathleen at her website, kathleenberry.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.